Hey, Turco, Rob and I were talking the other day, he was talking about how people keep calling Mike Daniels a rising star. Rob says his argument is he already is a star, but a performance like he had against a team like Seattle, what does that do for a guy who's already a really good player? What does that do, whether it's the expectations outside or opponents being reminded of how dominating he can be,
I think for us in the football world, just, you know, the opposing coaches and us here, you know, Mike has been a really good player for us for a while. Like I've told you in the past, when I go to the combine, a lot of the offensive line coaches always talk to me. I love the way that kid plays. You know, he plays hard and he does this. So in our little world, and I don't really get to see all that much TV and newspaper, so it's not that much different for me. But, of course, anytime you have a big game on a big stage outside in the other part of the world, you know, people start to notice it. And, you know, he's probably been on TV this week. I don't even know that because I haven't been able to watch it. But, you know, that stuff happens. But for us, I mean, the big thing is just, I mean, we've been going about his business. You know, that's kind of like what we expect from you, Mike. And he's really humble in that way with us. I mean, he's been taking notes and doing the things we talk about every week. I mean, we start with the same process every week when we play a certain opponent.
So then after something like that, do you anticipate, or does he have to anticipate, you know, all the lines sliding to him now?
We look at that anyways because teams have done that to him in the past. So we're going to be, you know, not so much sliding to him, but we got some other players that if they're doing that, I mean, we try to, just like everybody does, you know, I'm not telling anything that anybody does, but if they do that, we have to be ready for it as a coaching staff.
You played about 40 snaps. Is that a good amount, do you think?
You know, it's kind of a different game, you know. We started early with a lot of three and outs, and so I mean we didn't play that many snaps in the game. So, and he was not tired at all. He kept telling me, "Don't take me out, don't take me out." And I, you know, so, and it got to the point where the time was going down and stuff, and he hadn't played that many snaps yet. So, I think it's different every week, you know, on how many snaps you play and stuff like that.
Guy though, and you talked about this, I think, even last year, maybe, or maybe training camp, but a guy who's really good against the run, but he's really good against the pass. Is it a difficult juggling act of getting the best out of him? But not.
I think the hardest thing with him, with me, is when I tell him you're going to sit the bench this series. You know, no, don't take me out. You know, and it's not being selfish. He just loves to play. So that's where he's, you know, he's getting better and more mature.
I have a little better feel this week for what Quentin Dial can do and what his skill sets are and how they fit what you want to do.
Right. I've watched Quentin for years. I've always thought he was a good player. Thought he did a really nice job playing with his hands. I've always kind of watched, you know, as you break down films of other teams, you notice players. He was a player that I noticed that was really good playing with his hands. So he's done a nice job of the extra meeting times and stuff that we've had. He's a bright kid. He picks it up pretty quick.
All your guys have to play multiple positions along the defensive line. When a guy comes in new, do you just try to focus him on one or two, or do you just go?
You know, what you do as a coach is you kind of not test the guy, but you kind of see how much he can handle. And then you kind of move from there and you put in this much with him at this position. Then you might add another little bit more at this position right here. And then you kind of gauge to see how much he's retaining or is it too much? Because it's not easy to walk in to a new system. Luckily, D linemen, they've kind of, you know, they know what a three technique is. It's just we might call this defense something different than what they called it in the past. And that's a little bit of what the struggle is on that. The communication or the terminology is a little bit different from where he came from.
He was playing, you know, a 4-3 this camp. He was a 3-4 guy before that, right?
Right.
He played 4-3. Does that become an adjustment, or does that...
No, because he has played all the positions that we've played along the front. He's played them all, so he won't have any problem. You know, again, it's just I want to make sure we don't overload him on playing all the positions right now.
Turner, was it a surprise to say goodbye to Ricky Jean, and what did he give you?
Yeah, Ricky was a great guy. You know, I don't want to get into talking a lot about cut players, but, you know, I really enjoyed having Ricky. He was good for us on the team. You know, how the business goes in this thing, but he was a really good guy, and he's very, very smart football player, and was good for our young players. They kind of gravitated to him and his expertise.
What do you think of Kenny Clark?
Kenny is getting better every game. Thought he had some really good disruptive plays in there, and I like the progress that he's making. You know, I like him.
Thank you.